Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
DM Hyman Live,
This is the remix.
I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy.
Check it out, being in love is like perfection. My protection. My resurrection.
Let's rock.
I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens.
You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train.
I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more,
Sean. Let's rock, don't stop, come on.
Oh yeah, you know we back,
baby. Oh, and I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, baby,
just like this, let's rock.
Puff the B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' for the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Montana.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Gotta know now.
Try my best.
to the best at it, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's Money Monday, your hip-hop informer. Welcome. Another Monday up in here. Yo, how was your Monday? Man, mine was long as hell. Want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Trying to get situated here. 917-889-3926. Again, Money Monday. Welcome to the show. It's April 7th. Time waits for no man. Hey, it's spring. We are headed into the summertime. Topic tonight, is college necessary for upward mobility? That is absolutely a great debate. I think most of us on this panel has attended college. But I'm interested to hear perspective, and hope everybody checks in. Few people running late, but a couple of us on time. Hey, it's 8:06 in Tennessee, 9:06 in Mount Vernon. Big up. Mm-hmm. All the way live from the DMV. Give it up for that dude, James. That's a Mount Vernon native there. Big up.
Well, no, thank you for the shout-out for the hometown. You know, what's good with you?
Word, got people's up in Mount Vernon right now, actually checking out the show. So that's all love.
That's what it do. That Plaza's in the building then, son. Third half.
Yes, sir. And Brooklyn, what's up, Brooklyn?
All day.
What up, Queens, Staten Island? I think the weather's pretty wavy right now up top. So they enjoying
it's been a real dreary Monday, man, to say the least. Real melancholy type atmosphere to wake up to, and cloudy and drizzling, raining all day. You know, just the stigma behind Mondays, it doesn't help out. You know, the fact when people have to go back to the grind, to the hamster on the wheel lifestyle. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
It's not the best motivator.
It's like not the best motivator. Hey,
I'm just saying.
I definitely felt like staying in the bed this morning, but that's like every Monday I feel that way.
Right.
So, you know. Yeah. So I pretty much do. I try to apply the advice. You know, drink that bottle of water as soon as you get up. Let's get
that's
it started.
That's right. Clean up the toxins.
Let's get it started.
Get on board.
No doubt. Hey, yo, coming up soon, I want to do a full show, a full health and wellness show where you're giving us tips and secrets to the trade, because a lot of us not going to be able to get up to D.C. and get those personal fitness sessions in.
We want you to
give us the tips, the tricks of the trade, because I'm telling you, the water when you get up in the morning, although I've always heard that, you know my grandmother and grandmothers alike across the country, across the world, they always telling you what to do. And so that warm glass of water, I was always advised to drink when you get up in the morning. But who really wants a glass of water, you know, when you get up in the morning? But it works exactly the way you said it. It worked.
Yeah. It gets everything moving. It cleans the toxins out so you can flush out for the day and, you know, start your day off on the right foot. But you don't even have to drink like a whole bottle. If you just take just nothing but like three, you know, consistent swallows, say pause, you know what I'm saying? But just take three swallows of water and you're good to go with that. You just need something to kickstart it.
Hey, dude, I go hard. Most of what I do, I go hard. I drink a whole bottle every morning. Just get it started.
I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying, you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla.
But that's probably
I ain't going to never tell you to not, no.
But that explains why I'm there much longer than I probably should be.
Right.
Because I drank the whole damn bottle of water. Hey, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to let him school you when we come back. And because it was a dreary Monday up top, hey, we want everybody to get happy. We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that
407-889-3926, the number to dial. It's 914 out here on the East Coast, about 714 in Texas. I think that's the Mountain Central Time where they had North Texas, where the UConn-Kentucky game is going down right now. Let's go Huskies. Let's do it, UConn. Yeah, you know, that's how you know, they got that young boy, Shabazz Napier, about to try to go lights out on us. He's going to have to know if he goes five freshmen. You know what I'm saying?
Doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
No doubt.
Going, getting busy with it. So, yeah, by Pharrell, man, and I'm going to give a quick heads up that I got one of my first videos out on YouTube right now for those that are interested in just checking out a little demo of what my workouts may entail. Not all inclusive, but this, it can get as advanced as some of the things you might see on there. Just go to YouTube and put in the search of just my name, Save James. That's it. This is just a promo for my personal training regimen and services. So you go check that out whenever y'all get a chance, for all the listeners. And ladies, if y'all want, if y'all want to put a face with the name, got it. And I ain't got no shirt on in some of the shots, so, you know, you can, you know, do the math from there, you know. Like I was telling you before, you know, go ahead, buzz off if you need to. Dig what I'm saying, you know? Spin cycle style.
Sell that. Pause, though. She's in the building. Hey, all the way live from Texas. You heard him sell it, right? Hey, give it up. Hot chocolate, welcome to the show. Yo, he was selling that.
I come in the studio flabbergasted. What are you using to sell yourself? What are you doing?
I'm just saying, man. You know, just throwing it out.
What
there.
Are
don't
you
be
doing?
Ashamed. Don't be ashamed if you know if you're still there. Yeah, hey, you think we're all human, you know? But no, I'm
broken.
I'm just messing around. Is he serious? Is he serious? I don't know.
Perfect segue, though. And so let's just go back a few steps. At the top of the show, I was telling Sage, you remember when he was telling us, one, I was asking him for tricks of the trade, secrets as it relates to physical fitness, because we're not going to be able to all get up there and get the personal sessions in. And so Sage is a personal trainer, you know, certified, you know, trying to get his business game up. And so he just did a little promo. But I told him about that water in the morning deal. You know, remember when he told us about drinking the water in the morning and how it acts as a lubricant? I was like, yo, I drink a whole bottle. And for some reason, like it does, like, works like overtime.
It moves you. It moves you, don't it? It moves you.
Moves everything.
No doubt. And he said, I don't have to drink a whole bottle. I could just take a few, you know, swallows into the work. I was like, I'll run with the whole bottle. It gets me started in the morning. But, again, it's the tricks of the trade that we want as it relates to health and wellness. Not tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about his college salary for upward mobility. But, again, Sage just plugged himself. So hit him with that Twitter and tell him again about the YouTube clip.
Yeah, if y'all like it, you know, yeah and nay. Just, you know, like I said, nothing crazy, just a little promo. Come check me out. That's what I do.
That's Sage James both on YouTube and Twitter. Happy Monday. What up?
Happy Monday. Glad to be here. Glad to be seen. All of the above.
No doubt, heard, seen, and all that.
Weekend.
Hey, tonight, topic. Good weekend over here. I worked all weekend as usual. But
as usual.
It was a weekend, so, hey. How about you, Sage?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you was done. Yeah, you know, we was cool. Everything, you know, straight like 9:15. Usual routine.
Hey, how's wife?
Nothing.
How's wife for you?
Everybody good, man. Everybody, she doing all right, man. You know, we're working together on this whole thing. That's the main thing. You know, sometimes, you know, maybe some silent moments, but, you know, it's part of the territory. You just got to, you know, be supportive and just understand at this point, you know. That's really all. Nothing ordinary, though.
Hey, a lot of conversation surrounding college in America. And I am going to be referring really to the Huffington Post for a lot of my commentary tonight, because the Huffington Post is just interesting, you know, in my opinion. But a lot of surrounding the need for college. There used to be a time in I think in America where college was necessary. There was a push for everyone to go to college. If you didn't go to college, you were a deadbeat, or you were looked down on as a deadbeat in some way. Things have changed, haven't they? Popular opinion on college has shifted. And tonight we want to talk about, is college necessary? What do you think? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. What other alternatives are available for those who really don't want to go to college? My mom pushed college for me. Even though I didn't really want to go, and I went a different route out of high school because I had a real good job coming directly out of high school. I mean, I flew to Atlanta and started an awesome internship with Sony Music. Like, I graduated from high school probably on a Thursday, and I left and flew to Atlanta on like that Saturday, right out of high school, done. But my mom was totally disappointed because she really wanted me to go to college. I didn't go to college until like a year and a half later after I got out of high school. I didn't go to college right out of high school. Again, I can remember disappointment when I didn't go directly out of high school. Is college necessary in you all's opinion? What was it necessary from your parents' perspective? Well, do you see it as necessary today? Because I still see it as I do know that there are ways to be successful outside of college, but I think college provides you some perspective that does help you as it relates to upward mobility. Not that it's necessary, but I think college gives you perspective that you really can't get from other places.
I'd have to agree. From my perspective, it was a must. I was 17, graduating high school and starting college that same fall, and didn't turn 18 until later on, like at the end of that same year. So, you know, of course, that was something that my mother stressed. I should have taken advantage of it in terms of how early I was able to start, because I could have probably had, I don't want to count the number of degrees I could have had by the time I'm actually getting close to finishing, which is now. So, you know, take it for what it's worth on that note. As far as my parenting, I'm kind of split there, where I have one, my youngest, who is getting ready to finish his sophomore year at Johnson University in Kissimmee in a few months. And then I have my oldest, who has not yet been to college, but does aspire to go, even at the age that he is now, which, you know, he's still young. He's only 26, so he still has plenty of time to, jokes. he still has plenty of time to make a decision and cap maximize on that decision as far as that furthering his education. So in my house, it can go either way.
She's sitting patiently over there in the corner. She crept in all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. Kizzy Boston, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How you doing today?
Kizzy Lou.
What up?
What's y'all doing? Y'all talking about college.
Is college necessary for upward mobility? Is college necessary for upward mobility? That's the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. Real talk, real people, real times. I'm sure there are a lot of different opinions on the panel, and if not a lot of different opinions, different opinions surrounding college. Kizzy, I could just tell by how you say college that you got a completely different perspective. Is college necessary for upward mobility?
It depends. And I say that because some people need college. You know, like some
I needed college. I needed college.
You know, because, like, for instance, yeah, like, how about this? I've been to college four separate times. I have enough credits to get a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I mean, real talk. And she,
right.
Y'all laughing. I have, too.
Right.
Nah, the way she said it, though, like she never finished.
Well, the thing is that, honestly, I never finished, honestly.
No, I'm talking, yeah, never mind.
Funny. But I didn't get kicked out, you know, by any means. But the last time I was in college, don't be joking. This is supposed to be serious. This is supposed to be serious right now.
Yeah, I know. My fault.
Well, yeah, the last time I went to college, I went for psychology. But then that's when I got hurt right after that. So I couldn't finish. So that was my fourth and last time. fourth and last, yeah.
You sounded funny how you said it, that's all.
That's funny. She said, you're supposed to be serious.
You're right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oops.
Don't be joking about school and stuff.
You know, the bottom line is, you know, I mean, throughout America, popular opinion on college is shifting. You know, more people, you know, now see it as an unnecessary waste of time. And
you know,
so the question, and so why is that from your perspective?
From my perspective, it's because of a lot of us who have gone to college who got to see that, guess what, it really doesn't matter. Well, so, excuse me, take it back. It doesn't matter as much as it was imposed that it was. So, like, for instance, it seems like who you know outweighs your college, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so and so that's what I mean by that. I mean, like, I saw, you know, friends of mine who went, like, I went straight into the military after high school, and my other friends went, you know, the ones that did go to college, they went straight into college, came out, and they still weren't working in their field. And some of them still aren't working in their field because there's no availability or companies don't want to pay that amount for educated people. They'd rather start with the entry-level people that they can, you know, drop crumbs to versus coming up off their bread for the people who have actually gone to school. I've seen it just
recently,
when you're already in a position.
Recently, 3,000 people were asked if college was necessary, and out of 3,000, 63.5 said college education is still a good financial investment. For young adults, you know, given the rising cost. Now, that was compared to, like, 79%, you know, last year, 80% in, like, 2008. And so the question really comes down to cost, because cost is rising as it relates to going to school. But do we see it as a good financial investment?
Unless you work while you're going to college.
Nah, it's not even that, yo. It's after college, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
Because them student loans will kick your ass.
Listen,
I'm saying, because you're talking about working while you're going to school. That's all good. I don't know if you're paying off your school as you go. That's a lot of, you know, depending on what stage of life you at.
Right.
Working full time to pay for school to make sure that those ends meet and taking care of yourself like that, that's a tall task right there for your average 21-year-old. And everything like that. So that's why they got student loans for cats like that. You know, but the student loans will kick your ass. Let me say that again for those listening. And I'm going to be clear about this.
Yeah.
Student loans that you don't have a handle on will kick your ass because they get great, they get bigger, and the term gets longer, penalties get higher, and the interest constantly accrues.
Absolutely.
That's the catch to the whole thing. Go ahead and
think
duck
about
dodge.
It before you sign your name.
Yeah. Go ahead and duck and dodge and forbear and defer all you want.
No,
I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give you a perfect example. I'll tell you my example, how they came back to kick to find me. You think you won't get away. You think you're doing something. I had got out of college. I'm trying to tell you, I got out of college. I'm trying to make this short. I got out of college, and I got signed up for consolidation or whatever. Great term, low monthly payments. I was like, I bet. You know, I got to do this the right way. Did like the first 3 months. I'm happy with my job. Bang. Survival mode hits. I got to make sure this rent is paid, cars paid for, and it keeps on running to get me to and from work, so I can find another job or whatever the case may be. Whatever, get a student loan. Keep on saying that, and then it keeps on building up, and then all of a sudden they're going to call you out the blue. You don't know how to get your number. You don't move two states, three different times, four different addresses, and they get your cell phone number. Don't ask how. Four cell phone numbers later. They're going to call your phone and have the name of a person that's a mutual acquaintance of you, coincidentally. And you're going to think it's them, and they got you. And they're going to say, look, don't hang up. Before you do, just think about this. If you don't give us anything right now or sign up to do something, we're going to hit your checks.
Right.
Okay, so before your checks hit your bank account, they come to us first, and we take ours off the top. So that's
if
you got a
bar. That's what you're doing in the show. If you're just joining and you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about when student loans and the Department of Education come knocking at your door.
Come find
you. That's what we're talking about right now. And I have a student loan story that's so serious. Listen, I just resolved it. Thank Jesus, because it's tax season. Right. And they just released me.
Yeah, exactly. I was going there.
Listen, we don't want to scare you out of going to school. The question is college necessary for upward mobility? Because this is the deal. Going to school is not free. That's the point that SABE is making.
Business.
And we're going to help you understand it a little bit more. The question is college necessary for upward mobility? Because it's not free. And so if you don't plan to do something with the education, is the investment worth it? We're going to talk about it. We'll be right back. TM Hime Radio Live.
Ms. Third Ward, your first question. What is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear.
Beyonce. With Pretty Hurts. That is off her her newest album. Yo, that's a dope song. You are listening to TM Hyman Radio Live, and it is Money Monday. And we are talking about whether, you know, continued education, or college, rather, is necessary. And, you know, some have a perspective of, yes, it's necessary, and others, you know, not so much. Before we left, we were talking about, like, student loan horror stories, seemingly. I mean, like, with the first house I bought, the first time I refinanced it, I only refinanced it to pay my student loans and stuff off. Because I wanted to get it out the way. I did not want to deal with them any longer than I had to.
You have student loans?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I had student loans.
You don't have them anymore?
No, I do not.
Oh, damn.
Because I paid them off by refinancing my house two separate times. And, yeah, I was about my business. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what I just got out of what she said compared to how you describe your situation. And unfortunately, and I'm going to say unfortunately because it was out of ignorance, I took the path that you took. Catch me if you
can.
But listen, because I mean, I heard it. The women take accountability. We totally disregard it.
Out.
Right. Let
me tell you, I totally disregarded about $16,000 worth of student loans. I got the letters. I ignored the letters. Then I filed my tax. I filed my taxes one year when I had a huge tax return coming. Listen, I waited by the mailbox. I had bills to pay with the return. The money was already spent.
I waited
by the mailbox. The check never came. I called the IRS. They sent another check. I called the IRS again. They sent a third check but said, "Mister, if you don't get this check, it's being intercepted."
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out.
That's their word.
Who the hell is going to intercept money outside of the government?
Aww.
That's
my
word. That's the same word.
It was the Department of
Government
Education.
They're going to get their money.
They put a lien on my tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that was 3 years ago. I literally...
Yep.
Just entered into an agreement with a debt consolidation company dealing specifically with student loans. And because of the job that I have, the kind of job that I have, pretty much I'm paying for some of it, and the government is going to pay the rest of it. But listen, I literally just got taken off of the tax lien weeks ago.
Hit the applause button. Who's on?
Yeah,
hit the applause button. Somebody hit the applause button.
Wow.
Hit an applause for that one.
Nah, son. I know that. Same thing. That happened the same way to me, son. And I'm going to do you one better. I'll take that and I'll raise you a wife who was on my tax return filing jointly, and both our joints got snatched because of my negligence.
Oh.
I'll do you one better. We get married. We on high school on H&R Block. Like, yo, we go file joint, yada yada yada. We get more back. We married. Run the prices right, lose a sound, please, because that's all I heard.
When
I got that boom. Yo, son. And I'm talking about right before we was on our way out to Virginia for the Passover and everything. Hotel stay 10 days. Crazy timing of it all. So I do you one better. I had a mad wife on my ass.
She probably just got over that.
Thank you. Yo, son. I'm trying to tell you, straight loss. No win right there. Had no win.
Wow.
And that's when I had to get serious about, like, okay, you got me. You got my old lady mad at me now. So, all right, you won. You got it right now. What I got to do to get out of this one? Yeah, it was rough. So I do you one better.
We're glad to see you still together.
It was early. That was one of the tests right there. Keep it funky with you. You know, I know it's digressing from the topic, but, financial situations is a deal breaker in some marriages. A lot of marriages.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we resilient, though, dude. Got resilience, baby.
No doubt.
Hey, I mean, but listen, the whole point of these last few rants we just came off of is the fact that education equals money equals reality.
Word.
Because listen, my friends, if you're going to school, there's no better time to go to school than right now, where you have a president that's giving you money to go to school, because grant money doesn't have to be paid back. Stafford loans, a different story.
Yeah. They're coming for that one.
I didn't get grants. I had Stafford loans from SunTrust, and then I changed bank because I thought I could run.
Got him.
Wow.
Yeah, you was one of those.
Yeah.
At least you tried. I just ignored him.
The bottom line is this. When we're young, we don't think, again, we think we're smart. And as we mature and we realize that our Social Security numbers will follow us wherever, we can go to Timbuktu. Our Social Security number will follow us there.
Exactly. And hence why we have one, and hence why our names are in capital letters, but that's a whole other show.
Yeah, and it's why you have to ultimately be responsible, and you can't allow someone to push you into an arena, specifically an arena of education, secondary education, if you're not prepared for it. Because at the end of the day, unless you're getting grants, you are going to have to pay that bill. And if you're not serious about higher education, if you're not serious about college, you probably shouldn't go. Is college necessary for upward mobility? I'm going to flat out say no. Although I'm a college student. I'm a beneficiary of college, and so college has done me well. But would I have still been successful if I hadn't went to college? Yes, sir. What are the alternatives available right now? I'm here to tell you there are plenty. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going. We haven't heard from everybody right out, how they feel about college, and we're going to roundtable because I want to get perspective. But what are some of the alternatives for folks who aren't going to college? And listen, if you're out there, we want to hear from you. What's your perspective? Is college necessary for upward mobility? 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow.
Smoke. it. She know that you with it, you with it.
Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she want to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer.
Sorry about that. 9:48 p.m. here with the TM Hyman Radio team, and I have no idea what you're getting ready to say, but the caliber of your laugh scares the hell out of me. So you are back with us. Real talk, real people, real time. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General TM Hyman, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston. It is Money Monday, and the topic tonight is college really necessary to succeed or to be successful in your future? Please, whatever, save, just don't say it. I'm scared.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Jump right to it. Let me just jump right to the knowledge.
Please,
University
thank you.
Of Michigan. Hey, University of California, Berkeley. Hey, what am I talking about? Talking about some of the best colleges. Most of us on this panel attended HBCU, a historically black college. I pretty much had the luxury of attending few colleges for a few different reasons. But lastly, the University of South Florida, where I'm focused on sociology, really. I've been really kind of scooting along real slow ever since I've been here. But I can tell you there's a difference between a historically black college versus the opposite. I'm at a school right now that is predominantly Caucasian. There's very few. There's a handful of African Americans on the campus of University of South Florida, which is a different experience for me after going to Norfolk State University. And so that's like a 180. Dave, you went to Clark.
Mm-hmm. I went to Morgan first, though.
Morgan and then Clark. So two HBCUs. Gina, you went to Norfolk State. Any other school outside of Norfolk State?
Tidewater Community College and Hillsborough Community College.
Okay. Madam Boston.
I have attended St. Leo, Central Texas, ultrasound, diagnostic, and Kaplan was the last one I went to.
Okay. When I name off some of these colleges, I want if you know anything about any of them, share. Now I'm going to name off what I'm like deeming the best of the best outside of historically black colleges. I mentioned already University of Michigan, University of California, Berkeley, University of North Carolina, Stanford University, University of Illinois, University of Wisconsin, Princeton, of course, University of California, Los Angeles, the Massachusetts Institution of Technology.
Yeah, MIT.
That's a dope place out in Cambridge. Cornell University, of course. Harvard University, of course. Yale, of course. Duke University, of course. Columbia. We love New York.
Mm-hmm.
University of Virginia. University of Maryland. California Institute of Technology. Carnegie Mellon University. Indiana University. Ohio State. And I'll stop right there. Why aren't young people excited about those type of institutions anymore?
They don't look at it as being fun. Where are their friends going? Still kind of that.
I mean, that may have something to do with it, because I'm going to be honest with you. I got letters from University of Miami, the U, for engineering because I picked engineering major coming out of high school, and I had the grades to support my claim. So I was getting like letters letters from them like saying like check out our program and everything, and I was going to get some money for it. I had some scholarships lined up and some other kind of grants and everything that I applied for. That I knew that I was already going to be granted. I could have went there, but I was like, nah, Miami's too far. I don't know nobody out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what I was missing, for real. And not to say because of the integrated crowd, but just because of the city of Miami. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from, Mount Vernon and Brooklyn. Like, this is what I know right here. I feel like a fish out of water out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was too much fish out of water.
Right.
Word, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's enough for me to be out of town. I can do that.
Right.
I can survive anywhere I land. That's not the issue. But the social aspect that I knew that I was going to follow with a big-time college like that, I don't know what I would have got into. You know what I'm saying? Because as I've gotten older, I see how Miami moves like any major city. It's just in the South. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I would have got my hands involved in because I like to take risks. I just know that about myself. So, I took all of that in consideration. I was like, I need to stay home, stay close to home. So if something happened, I can just get back to the crib quick. That's why I went to Baltimore
When you decided to go to college, did you see college as an investment in yourself? Or were you fulfilling an obligation? But were you also fulfilling an obligation to your parents?
Was it
really an investment in you?
It was more of myself. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to get out the house. It was kind of like I had the best of both worlds to kind of choose what I wanted to do for myself because I lived in inner city setting. You know what I'm saying? So all the dwellings and the crack era come and go, the hip-hop era, all of the stuff, all that stuff that went on in the 80s and 90s, I breathed that stuff. So I had that balance along with my mom being a principal. So she pushed education. So I couldn't be no dummy in that household.
Right.
And I had the best of both worlds, so I had options. And I wanted to go away from – I wanted to get away from Mount Vernon, first of all, because it was getting a little crazy out there. But secondly, I wanted to just get out the house and experience the world. I wanted to spread my wings, see what's popping. I could make it in New York. I could do it in New York. I could do this anywhere. So it was like more of a – and I had goals. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be an engineer. That lawyer stuff switched to engineer when I knew how much school I had to go to for law and med school. I was like, I'm not going to stay focused that long. I know myself. Give me a solid 4 of something that's going to grab my attention and I'm good to go. So that's when I went to engineering. But then after that, I went to Clark, that whole thing changed. So it was a lot going on with that. When it's time for me to get my perspective on the cause necessary, I'll go more into that. So I'll let you finish, though.
If all Americans are to have a world-class education in order to compete with the global economy, should college be included in that world-class education, or should that just be the 12 years of just regular, my reflex is to say undergrad, but I know that doesn't apply, so I don't know what the term is to describe K through 12 other than K through 12. Does K through 12 validate a world-class education, or should some post-secondary education include that world-class education?
I think that you should be, I think that school is just gives you guidelines and opens you up to different, subjects and different avenues. I think it's honest. I just really feel like it's just a baseline to start with. I don't think anybody should just take a K through 12 education and think that that's all there is, because half the stuff you're taught, half the stuff we were taught in school isn't even relevant at this point. You know what I'm saying? So,
didn't most Americans graduate from high school and never return to school ever?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, just because and everybody that finished high school doesn't necessarily mean that they could go to college and hold it the same. You know what I mean? Like, college
is totally different. Just slow down just a little bit, because I think you're making a great point that's aligned with the question. Is college necessary for upward mobility? Because I think in the point that you're making, or in the point that you just made, that it's just a baseline. Most people feel that way, that it's just a baseline, because when they graduated from school, after going through 12 years, they were done. And so let's look at those people, and let's compare those people to people that went on to acquire post-secondary education. And long-term, let's compare the two. For a few more years of education, you know, versus somebody who just cut it off, I'm not saying, again, you can't be successful. There are alternatives, because entrepreneurs come out of that. Vocational skills come out of that. You know, people inherit, you know, money and things. And so things happen. But the point is, most people just take that 12th grade education and try to live their life. You just said it's not enough.
And so if
we already know it's not enough, is college necessary for upward mobility?
And that's why I said initially that it is for some. Some do need to, you know, go to college for, you know, maybe the line of work that they are planning or career that they're planning to go into requires, you know, them having to, you know, it might be prerequisite to certain jobs. You had to have, you know, taken certain classes or have a background in, you know, that only you can get from, you know, the continued education or college. So.
Well, I can tell you this, as an employer, and as an employer, a decision maker for a Fortune 500, and as well as my own businesses, the job description in most of the leadership positions require a BA of some sort.
Right, or equal experience.
Exactly. And so 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have the equal experience unless you have a degree in it, or you know, have been doing it for a long time. And things just changed, and you were able to just get by. But I think at the end of the day, we can't deny that good jobs and high paying jobs require education and experience.
Can I just say that I know you're from. I mean, y'all lived in Norfolk, right? Okay, so I just know that where I'm from, that the only thing that you were pushed to do that I would hear in our communities now is, you know, get out of school, get you a good post office job, or get you a good job at the shipyard, or work for the city. There was a lot of people weren't pushed to do anything other than that. You know, I hate to say it, but I can definitely tell
those are alternatives. Those are good alternatives, though.
But there are people who graduate from high school that can't even spell. There are people right now that are our age that I know that they graduated from Booker T. Washington just by the way they spell. Okay?
Wow.
If I see one more won't, I want you. Okay? W-O-N-T?
Hey.
Huh?
Hey. Hey, why come? Why come?
Why come?
Baby,
why come?
Yeah.
Mother, don't let me
go. Let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need,
I don't know what it is.
She
remind me of
just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. Could tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. Tell me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep ain't nowhere to stand. So high ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missus. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
Go, go, holly, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son, stickin' it, dun, 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 dun. the gun. What if I swing that toast and make the poop? I gave a hoot and stomp a troop without a stain. Like rock, gold, with me, cocaine. I pick it, he's barking, but give a twist like every day. I take my fruit loops with two scoops and make it a double dip to open. Since the baby comes to Papa Duke, a babaloo, ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boom, I went from Gucci to Snoozy to Figgity Flam, a goopy to Jow Jow to Yibbity Yabba Jabba, Hoochie Coochie Sally Ho. I make my stove top instead of a potato, so maybe I'll shoot him now. No, nope, maybe I'll shoot him later. Yep. I used to have a dog and think of what's his name, Mo. N-G-O-O, you do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around, hun. So, dun 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 dun.
They wanna peck.
Some lava fat.
They wanna peck.
Some lava fat.
They wanna peck.
Some lava fat. Got my neck for some lava fat.
They wanna peck.
Some lava fat.
They wanna peck.
Some lava fat.
They wanna peck.
Some lava fat. Got my neck for some lava fat.
Yo, listening to that song right there make me want to just throw a Scully on in the Black Champion hoodie with the ski mask that Bishop and them Rob Old Man Quill ass with in Juice.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? That had the fluorescent color on the inside?
Yes.
I need one of those in my life right now. Scare some people for no reason when it gets cold again.
You can go to a house party.
Wear that during the summertime. Really scare some folks.
Super 10.
Pass out in
the right, at the same time, right?
Yeah.
That was that diggity doss right there, man. You know, bring me back to 92 right there.
Yeah.
I'm with 789-3926, man. It's 10-10 out here. I was checking the score not too long ago. It looked like Connecticut handled their business right now in the first half against Kentucky. I don't want to get too happy yet because Kentucky, you know, they're a cardiac team. They like to put on the show and make it close or whatever. But anyway, I'm going to throw it back to the mad rapper over there.
The show. Are you mad?
How do you really feel?
Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're trying to rap now. You know? Oh, that got me mad. Here you go. So, yeah, she was talking about how, let me give you some more. We're going to talk about some alternatives to, I guess, college because since working at the shipyard and the post office ain't upstanding jobs for any kind of law-abiding citizen, let's hear what else is.
Hey, I'm trying
ain't
to tell you.
Ain't that what you said?
No, that's not what I said. What I said was that the options that were given to the students in Norfolk that I knew of, my age range, that's all they talked about. They didn't talk about, you know, going on to college and so forth.
That was part of the plan.
It was
a
shipyard. Right, shipyard
or
a city job. Or look, even work for the bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you can do some data entry.
Or the bank.
You know?
Hey,
or telemarketing.
That's
those
right.
Those are options. And by no means, people, that the ones with the mouth open, no, I'm not downing it by any means. I'm just saying that those are alternatives that are pushed more so than college in certain areas. Now,
well isn't that mostly because typically we need money, like ASAP, we need money to help our families, and so that quick dime ultimately
that quick dime
turns into lifestyle. It turns into a lifestyle because we get content with being able to make the quick dollar. With the city, the quick dollar at the shipyard. I have to say this. I had a couple of uncles, and for a while my mom worked at the shipyard because it was an above-average dollar, and it was easy. It didn't require a whole lot because a lot of those jobs are labor jobs. And so, you know, again, you have those blue-collar jobs and those white-collar jobs, and we have to make decisions about what type of jobs – we really want to sustain us. But I think some people get locked into that quick, easy money that's paying bills right now, and they don't think long term. They don't think career.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I will quote Pusha T on this, but yes, we were raised Mount Killers, and we are just happy to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So the thing is that's what I'm saying, like a lot of people, yes, they do. They get stuck in the job, though. And don't go anywhere and end up where, like, how about this? Prime example. Me at, let's see, I guess I was 33. My aunt had just retired from the bank, right? And she, I mean, she always talked about how good of money she made, what have you, blah, blah, blah. Long story short is when I found out that she was making $13 an hour, and me at the time, I was at $16 an hour, and I had only been on my job for 3 years. And she had been in her job for 20 years. So it's like sometimes, okay, when you get stuck in jobs, you also get stuck at a certain pay. You also get stuck with, and then you find the next people coming in under you are getting paid more than you, and you've been there longer.
Definitely.
And then does should education come into you know, into factor then? You see what I'm saying? So yeah. And as far as the school thing, the high school thing, what I was talking about with the Booker T. Washington thing, I am not knocking the ones who, you know, hey, got out of there, ran with it. I'm talking about the ones who still can't spell, whose teachers taught them from the parking lot. Damn it, man. And they don't do nothing, okay? And they don't want to do nothing else. There's so many dope dealers out there with, they street smart as hell. But can't read a damn lick. But can count money.
True.
But the thing is, like, when you said something about, like, that fast don, you're absolutely right. Why? Because we're human. We have to be able to survive. We have families, ourselves, and such to take care of. But that fast don also slides right out your hand just as fast as it got in it.
Listen to what you're saying. Like, think about what you're saying, though. You're saying that these are the alternatives that was pushed.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that by design?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying.
By political design, yes.
I'm not even saying political. I, you know, we can go there if you want to, but I'm just saying just there was some kind of design to that plan.
Oh, well, the reason
I mean,
why
it's
I said
not,
that.
No, because I'm saying that only to say this because I'm pretty sure a similar agenda probably was pushed across a lot of, you know, different communities that didn't have, you know, different resources or had a certain outlook or a certain label on it.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, just I'm not trying to pinpoint a certain ethnicity, but I'm just saying in that same kind of environment of economic class, of,
correct,
you know, of social status and everything like that, I'm pretty sure that same agenda may have been pushed in other places, you know what I'm saying, by design.
Right.
And, you know,
the only reason I said political is because, I mean, most of the schools are funded by the state. You know what I mean? And it does go back to what we were talking about the other day about, like, you know, who's in office. You know, how much the schools get every year for their budget.
Mm-hmm.
That money also, you know, pays the teachers and also pays for the students' lunches and programs and so forth. But when the schools don't produce, those schools get closed down. Those schools stop getting, granted
yeah.
and money. No. And then they stop being operated. And then what happens to those children in those shut down schools?
Yeah, ask Morris Brown.
They get lost. Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's a perpetuated circle of BS. Because
you know,
honestly,
dude,
I think it's set up for only
Morris
a couple
Brown.
To make it
Look,
in the first place.
Horrible.
What?
No, I said there's only a certain percentage that is even expected to make it out anyway. To make it out of school, out of college, and to go on to successful things. When they have a high school class of 1,200, they don't expect all 1,200 to be valedictorian or be fighting for that valedictorian spot.
Of course. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's set up like, you know, that's why I feel like it's set up. It's not even expected for everyone to succeed the same.
Hey, it's 10:17. We got Toya coming live from Delaware with finance. It is Money Monday. Coming a little delayed, but it is coming. We got Adult Talk coming up as well. Is college necessary for upward mobility? We're going to get in some alternatives, and we'll keep it moving. We'll be back.
Salute DJ B, Philly, the VA, Scratch Can Express Radio, the block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio live. You know what it is.
Jump right to this.
Okay, so here are the findings. Okay, so University of Connecticut, Shabazz Napier. I think it's
Shabazz, no. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Go ahead.
He's listed as being one of the best basketball players in the country as of now, okay? And at the time, he was preparing for tonight's game. All right. Now, during an interview, Napier told reporters that Northwestern Union, the union ruling, because that's the other school that they're trying to get unionized, for the student athlete. He said that it was kind of great, but that he appreciates his basketball scholarship. However, it doesn't cover all his expenses, and he doesn't feel like student athletes should get a lot of money or hundreds of thousands of dollars. But he said there are some nights that he goes to bed hungry and starving. Now, once the state lawmakers of Connecticut got their attention, they're now exploring legislative ways to allow the athletes at UConn to unionize, because it is a state, it is a state institution. So, like I said, Northwestern University is already attempting to become unionized, for the students. Pretty much, so what that does is take care of the students. So if they can't eat, they don't have to go on hungry. They have someone to go to, someone to fight for them, X, Y, Z.
Okay, now, I ask off the air, did this institution not have a cafeteria? I can't really fathom, I can't imagine a high-profile college player like that going hungry. My question really is why. Does his parents know he's hungry? Does his coach know he's hungry? I mean, that's my reflex. Is there a cafeteria? I mean, come on.
I'm not buying it. I'm gonna give you a couple reasons why. I'm gonna give you the logical reasons why. Okay, like you were talking about the cafeteria with the coach. It's a family unit, other teammates. He's not the only player on the basketball team. All right? Somebody has some kind of benefit somewhere to where he can get something to eat. I'm not saying he needs a ride on it like that, but at the end of the day, if that's your man, that's your teammate, you go to war with this dude for 40 minutes every game, you're going to make sure you make it something to eat. That's number one. Number two, Shabazz Napier. He is the biggest name on UConn's men's basketball team and a senior, might I add.
Right.
There's no way this dude should be going to sleep hungry if he can't call no chicks over to bring him something to eat. So all I'm saying, women will take, I'm not saying this in a bad way, in a misogynistic manner, but women have a natural nurturing with themselves. And they're going to want to say they take care of people. That's why they have the babies. Maternal instinct is within them. It's innate. It's innate. Instinct.
So check this out, though, Save. I'm processing as you're like, I'm processing, right? But I'm going to ask myself, because this is what I think. I think we assume a lot of times, right? Because I'm putting myself in his situation right now. And I'm going to tell you, I've even told my employees, I've told people that's close to me, if I was at home right now sitting in the dark, if I couldn't afford to pay my electric bill, I don't think any of you would know.
I would.
True.
Sure. You mean at home like Norfolk home?
No, just in general.
No,
if there's lights
no,
went out.
Right
if, it's just if the lights
right,
went out.
Oh, right now. Oh, yeah. True. I got you.
Florida. If I couldn't, if my car was repossessed, none of you would know that I couldn't afford to pay my car.
Right.
So I think we assume that we know what's going on with people.
Oh, of course.
I say it comes down to pride. It comes down to ego. Because if he was really hungry, because just like how we're thinking right now and how we're talking about him live and people are listening live all over the world, I mean, I think a lot of times people think they know what's going on with us. We fit these images of people when really, if something bad is really happening, because people know us at the surface, they really don't know really what's going on beneath, you know, beneath the surface, because we hide it real well. We present it real well. So perhaps everybody around him thinks that he's good.
Right.
And he doesn't even know how to ask for what he needs because everybody thinks he's good. And a lot of times, I know for me, pride would keep me from calling y'all, asking y'all to help pitch in on a bill, which could probably be solved immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus my pride keeps me from letting y'all know I'm sitting in the dark or my car is about to be repossessed.
Yeah, and let me, before you jump in here, let me interject real quick. I understand exactly where you're coming from, but like you, I guess it's case sensitive if you want to put it in that light, which I can agree with and I can totally understand where you're coming from. But to your point though, about him not being not asking, I guess it would only come down to, like you said, if he doesn't know how to ask. But I always found out whenever I asked, I was fed. And I mean, I'm gonna tell you like this. It was a time I was working at Finish Line, and there was a high school chick working in there, and I knew her mom's came and picked her up every night from the store. And I said, "Yo, you think you can call your mom and ask her to bring an extra plate of food with her when she come get you? Because I don't have nothing in the crib. I get paid, you know, a couple of days or whatever, but I ain't got nothing in the crib right now. College. This is what college would teach you, how to survive." So I do agree to a certain aspect, and I'm going to get back more into that at the 10:30 moment. But it teaches you certain survival skills, certain social skills that you're going to need in order to get by. And asking for stuff when you don't have it, to get past your ego and past your pride, is one of those things that you'll eventually learn how to do if you're actually in the struggle of learning how to be an adult.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's pause.
We're going to come back because it's 10:30 already. It's adult conversation. You just said it. Closed mouths don't get fed. Listen, how many of us know one or two or three or might even be ourselves prideful in many situations?
God Almighty, like back in the old days. Years ago, they had the A&R man to tell us to play, how to play, you know, whether the disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Talking women and vino, the contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. I don't even send it, nation knows in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents, but thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my earth. Yeah, I swear it started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me. Free.
I had Benzes for you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Sean gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, hove, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, plenty of us.
Cash through everything around me. Freeze.
Get the money, dollar, I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
D.M. Hyman, Radio Live. Hey, what up, everybody? Hey, welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, we pretty much out of here. Only 30 minutes left. It's 10:35 where I am in Tampa, Florida. It is 7:35 in Los Angeles, California. Hey, thanks for rocking. Is college necessary for upward mobility? All the way live out of Charlotte, we got Madam CeeLo Boston. Plant City brings us hot chocolate. The DMV, that dude, Sade James. Hey, you can check him out on YouTube. Just hit up Sade James, S-A-B-E James, just like that. Hey, he got that fitness promo popping. Hey, follow him on Twitter as well, Sade James. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, we just going to move into this whole adult conversation mode right here. In transition with that dude, Say James.
Hey. This music right here that's introducing this segment is, you choose the right word. This music is very apropos for where I'm going to start off.
Ooh,
with
how. Oh, right.
Yeah. Stay with me.
Great.
Okay.
Say that again.
Yes, okay. Apropos for how college is necessary in a person's upper mobility. Now, when you're in college, I'm going to start off with this because of the music. You're going to learn a lot of things about yourself and about other people, mainly in the bedroom nature. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to learn what that 50-pump rule is. You're going to learn what the new feeling rule is. You're going to learn about a lot of things, okay? As you get older, things will start making more sense to you. But you must remember, you're going to learn a lot that's going to, you're going to be around a different class of women. You never know the ones that may end up being a slide off, end up being a Secretary of State. You never know. So you're going to come across a lot of paths. You're going to cross a lot of signals in college. So is it necessary? I think it is when it comes to a lot of the social aspect of life. When it comes to your social acceptance, your place in society and what drives you, what, I guess, the stance you want to take, the lane you want to take in society, a lot of those views and opinions can be shaped from different exposures that you get in college.
Right.
And I'm saying that on both sides of the coin. Some may take it and see this as a game that's being played by the powers that be, and may want to fight the machine. Some may take the structure that's given with college and become corporate moguls, and some may take the best of both worlds and learn how to fight the machine, but using their rules against them. And it's a lot of different combinations that can come out of it. So
is college necessary? Socially, I would agree 100% it's necessary. It teaches you survival skills like we were talking about before. It teaches you how to time manage. It teaches you how to balance work with play. It teaches you how to take things serious when necessary. Like, if you know, if you don't have any aspirations, I guess, for the capitalist society that is America, in order to succeed in that and to move ahead, you know, maybe college may not be the place for you. If you're just straight entrepreneur that has ideas that can get you ahead of the game without having formal education, so be it. And then we have to also realize this. In this day and age, social media gets people rich without any work.
Yes.
You make a few YouTube videos, you are a star.
Right.
Okay? You get popular on Twitter, you are a star. People, you know what I'm saying, people will give you money for having their eyes on their product because they know eyes are following you.
Mm-hmm.
Things will get laid out for you. You don't need a formal education to sign your name. But for all we know, you can get somebody to make a stamp at Staples with a signature that you think the font is cute in and stamp that on every contract that you decide to do it on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the education system sometimes can get devalued by these new devices and just new conduits of exposure. Yes, this is true. At the same time, I just believe that social skills and that social aspects and survival skills that you pick up going through adulthood, through college, having to balance everything that comes with all the perils that come along with it is key in success to knowing what you don't want out of life anymore, what you aren't going to settle for, knowing what your goals are going to be. And coming out of college, a lot of times, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done, sometimes we also sold a dream, because I know, now I'm not saying I was sold a dream, but I know I probably could have did more to fulfill the dream that I wanted to do. But coming out, if you don't start off with internships, a lot of things people don't tell you that. If you're trying to go to corporate life, you need to get an internship early, unpaid if you need to, get the experience. Experience is key, major. I thought once I got a degree behind my name, anybody that hired me, I walk into the door. Wrong. Wrong again. That's when connections came into play. And once you exhaust those connections, then it's what? You got to stay at the car dealership now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then that's how the cycle start up. Then guess what's next? You ducking student loan call phone calls.
Working
you know what I'm saying?
Jobs. Right, right.
So, and then that's how the cycle starts up. You know what I mean? And I'd say that there's an overpromise and an underperformance of the college degree, but that's how it can seem to, you know, a major demographic in the states, you know what I mean, in the school system. So it's up to the individual, you know, up to the individual, what they want out of life, what they want for themselves. You know, I've known C students to start businesses, successful businesses,
right,
to be valedictorian on the president's list every semester, dean's list, or whatever the case may be. Every semester, you know what I mean, in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Right place, right time. Have an idea, go with it. So.
That's awesome.
No doubt.
And, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I got more to say, but I know we got things we got to do.
Yeah, I think that's dope, though. I mean, because we do have there are alternatives, and sometimes going through school, like say some people start out with college and, you know, realize that maybe, you know, with like right in the middle of college that, hey, you know, college isn't for me, and then, you know, take what they learned so far and run with that. Not everybody, you know, I think it comes down to your own determination, your own will. You know what I'm saying, and what you're willing to take advantage of. Everybody doesn't get it at the same time. Some people get it at 40. Some people get it at 17. Others don't get it till they're 60. You know? I mean, what's a Gloria Vanderbilt didn't sell her first pair of jeans until she was 40 years old. And those jeans are still prevalent now. She didn't graduate from college. Yeah, I mean, The music, though.
Hey,
I think.
We got Toya coming live out of Delaware with our Money Monday finance segment. Coming a little late, but she hasn't denied us. Toya live from Delaware.
Hello, hello. Good evening, all. I apologize for my tardiness. I was actually in a class, so I'm one of those people who's back in school, although I don't want to be. Yeah, I'm not paying for it. As long as my employer is paying for it, I'm good. If I had to pay for it, I wouldn't be there. Okay, but anyway, five smart ways to spend your tax refund this year. Most people get really, really excited when they're actually getting their tax refund with plans to actually blow the money. But just keep in mind, it's not like you're blowing money that's not yours. That is your money. So you should actually spend it wisely. First thing you may want to take a look at is actually paying down debts. If you're past due on an account, you know, the best use of the refund money is to make small payments or make some type of payment to get back in good standing. And then from there, pay down your high interest debt on your other accounts. The next thing you can do is actually invest in yourself. You can invest in yourself by improving your job skills or seizing any type of new opportunities. If you just think those work-educated expenses can add up to about 2% or more of your adjusted gross income, and if that's the case, you can actually deduct those in your tax refund for the next year. So keep that in mind. You can boost your emergency savings. There's actually a survey out that found that 26% of consumers actually plan to save their refund in 2013. So that's actually up 22% from 2012. From the 2012 tax refund. I mean, we all know, we've talked about it before, it's a good idea to have at least 6 to 9 months worth of expenses set aside for unforeseen emergencies. So if you're getting $2,000, $3,000 back of your own money in your tax refund, instead of blowing it, go ahead and put that in your savings account. You never know when you may actually need it. And fund future goals. Although we, you know, we're touching on going to school or not going to school and realizing after you've already gone that it's not for you, just keep in mind if you have children, they may actually want to go to school. So instead of taking out loans and breaking the bank when it's time for them to go to school, why don't you start working on funding their educational goals now? You can actually start saving money by making contributions to different accounts. Some education accounts like 529s will actually allow you to save money. And when it's time to actually pay on the child's education, you don't get hit for taxes, so keep that in mind. And lastly, you can improve your home. If you own your own home, a refund could pay for needed maintenance. Or it could just be to spruce up the place and actually put more money into your home so that your home is actually worth more money in the long run. So just keep those things in mind, a few things you can do with your tax refund this year. Instead of actually blowing it on nothing, clothes and shoes that you'll probably only wear a few times and then they'll be thrown in the closet and you won't see them again, put the money to use and pay down debts, invest in yourself, boost emergency savings, fund future goals for your children as far as their education is concerned, or improve your home. And that's all I have for you this evening.
Thank you very much, madam. Live out of Delaware, that's Toya. Money Monday Finance Segment. Thank you very much. Hey, thanks for rocking our Inside Money Monday, 917-889-2926. Is college necessary for upward mobility is the question. You still got time to weigh in. We are inside Adult Talk, turning it back over to Save James.
Yo, that song sounded like it was an intro for somebody's Lifetime Achievement Award that you just played.
Yo. I thought that was, I was like, is this No Way Tired? Like the.
Sorry. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award for like Gladys Knight or something like that.
It's just like Tyson. What are you talking about?
It wasn't a song.
I was like, baby Jesus?
No,
is that
No Way Tired? No Way Tired, really?
Hey, I was waiting for Matilda, Mahalia Jackson to start singing.
Man.
But Natalie told somebody.
Yeah, but all right. But I guess to wrap up what I was stating earlier about I guess how the case sensitivity that it could present as far as is it necessary yes or no. The last point I left off on was that it's been reported that you don't have to be like I said the valedictorian. Plenty of successful. 2.5 students that went ahead and started their own successful franchises and and successful businesses just out of, I would say, being on that line, that fine line that you walk when you don't have, I would say, the six-figure salary, but you're not totally below the poverty line. There's a fine line that a lot of people walk. With their 9-to-5s that just get them by and everything, where they have all of these other external influences on their financial situation that they must consider in order to maintain a certain lifestyle. But sometimes these financial obligations can become overwhelming with the amount that they may not be bringing home on the regular. Because of these jobs that, that these degrees. Am I missing something here?
Who's snoring?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there.
It's nothing.
Yo, is she really sleep on the phone, son?
Yo.
Holy. Only doing that slow music.
No,
it's the Jesus music. Is it Jesus music?
What, she really said on the phone and she's playing with me, son.
No.
Damn, I'm that boring? God damn, dog. Oh, if that's not a wake-up call for your ass, I don't know what it is. You might have to be able to skip my segment next show, son. Don't even have my joint next show, B. Let's get my joint a break for about a month.
No,
people
no,
miss
no,
it.
No.
Hey,
it was that music. I'm telling you, the No Way Tired music. She fell asleep during the No Way
Oh,
Tired.
My God.
I swear.
Yo, I really don't know how to feel about that. Like,
I'm telling you, yo. Hey.
Yo, no, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. What's crazy is, I'm like, yo, CeeLo is losing her mind. CeeLo is losing her mind. Why? She's like, yo.
Yeah, I'm like, what is she laughing at, yo? Like, what am I missing?
Because, I swear, while you're talking, I thought at first, you know how, like, sometimes, if somebody's on the phone and their phone beeps, but it'll sound like...
Yo, I'm done. I ain't saying nothing else for the rest of the week. So I'm going to be on the next call, and I'm going to be on mute the whole
blood
show, you know?
But the snore got longer. And when
yo,
it got longer,
what is that?
When it hit... I couldn't hold it, okay?
What is that?
That was her.
Oh,
it had to be.
Hey,
you take the clothes off my back.
What the blood?
And I let you. You
yes.
Chew the food right out my mouth. And I'd watch you eat it. I'd stay.
Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you nigga. Fuck that shit y'all talking about, I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Nothing makes me want to murder. Mama, please just take my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain did it to myself.
Now
what's 789392?
Wow.
Yo, what the blood?
That was funny, babe. That was not me, son. I promise you.
Yeah. I feel some kind of way right now, man. Like, hold on, man. He's trying to tell me.
He's going to not do the show for like a month now. Because
man, let me know. People are missing now, man. They want to, they got to miss the segment now, man. Niggas just snoring on me now, B. They got to miss the segment for about a month or so, B.
Wow.
I'll be back in April, y'all. I mean, I'll be back in May, y'all.
You better not.
Oh,
be right here.
Wow.
Yo,
Save Room. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's
wait,
I don't know if it's our software.
Wait.
I don't know what it is, but that
wait.
Was not me, Save.
Listen, I'm dying, laughing, crying over here.
Yeah,
listen.
You've been laughing for like 15 minutes straight.
I couldn't hold it. I just felt like, I'm sitting here, my mouth wide open, like, hold on, is that somebody snoring?
Yo, and I didn't know for a second. I'm sitting there like, yo, what are you laughing at? As soon as I said it,
yo, I couldn't
believe it. I said, shoot, what is this? Why am I high voice on you? I want to go to my high voice on that.
Yeah. Wow.
Quit. Yes, you got to hear the show. Who just snored? That's so hilarious. Oh, my God. I want to kick you on the forehead. Jesus. Don't play that noise high.
I'm finished, B. I ain't got nothing else to say for the night, man.
Aw, babe.
Nah, I'm not playing. You know, I know I got something to say.
What up? Hey, listen.
Listen.
Folks, if you have been rocking with us for this entire hour, this
hilarious.
Has been hilarious.
Yes.
If you have been rocking the entire 2 hours, this is classic.
You probably beat on yourself. You've tinkled.
Has been
listen,
extra hilarious.
Listen,
you have tinkled
at
least 3 times. You heard it. Yeah.
We are back on Friday at 9 p.m. My brother from the DMV and totally checked out. He
without
he,
me, they ain't gonna, I ain't gonna be here. I ain't gonna be here.
You ain't never here on Friday. You ain't gonna be,
I ain't gonna be on Wednesday neither.
You better be here.
You tell my guest I'm not gonna ask her anything. You tell my guest I'm gonna ask her anything.
Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking. We out of here. Take us home. Hey, that was
whatever.
Hilarious. Listen, it was like.
Yo, whatever you do, do it well. Thank y'all for listening. We love you. We'll check y'all out on Wednesday. Yes. Yeah. Yo, where the
Save.
Crew?
Save. He ain't talking. We are that crew that keeps that network. CM Hyman Radio. See you on Wednesday.
Yo.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.
live. See him on the live Stunt Radio Show. See him on the live. See him on the live. See him on the live Stunt Radio Show.